The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever wondered why tarantulas are so hairy? A lot of people find them kind of creepy because hair does cover the entire body of a tarantula. But did you know it's one of their most important means of sensory input? Some hairs contain temperature or smell receptors. Others can detect airborne vibration. And they even have specialized hairs in certain areas, mostly on their abdomen, that can act as itchy irritants to potential predators. That's right, even though spiders are predators, they also have predators themselves, and tarantulas are often eaten by large mammals, reptiles, and birds. So these specialized protective hairs on the abdomen are used to try to scare away the animals that want to eat them. If threatened, the tarantula will quickly rub its legs across its abdomen, knocking off the little hairs. They're very tiny and have even tinier barbs in each hair that hook into the flesh of the nose, ears, and eyes of a predator, scaring them away. Now, tarantulas don't always have to use this form of defense. Often they will hide, constructing an underground silk-lined burrow that's anywhere from 10 inches to 30 feet underground.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.